Donald Trump, he's the man with the plan of action. Yeah, yeah. Trump, Donald Trump, he's the man with the plan of action. Yeah, yeah. He's a superman. Goes to the rally every single day. Tell me about Sally. Donald Trump, he's the man with the plan of action. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Shit Show with J-Bo. It has been so long, and we almost had Dave on the line, but he couldn't clear his thoughts, and I was like, damn, I was hoping you'd have the clear thoughts, because my thoughts aren't clear either. But I'm here to tell all of y'all to vote Donald Trump. And why, you might ask? Well, I think he's the right man for the job, for right now. I said the same thing about Barack Obama, you know? I think culturally speaking, you know, Donald Trump, as he said in the last debate that he ran, because of Biden and Obama. So obviously, he's a reaction. The man has energy. The man has acumen. The man ran many, you know, businesses, you know, real estate, hard-nosed fucking people in Brooklyn, people in Manhattan, you know, all over the world also. I mean, that's why he seems to be so good with dignitaries and leaders from all around the world, because I think he's just dealt with real people on a real level, you know, on a day-to-day basis, people of all colors, all stripes, all genders. And he just has instincts. He has great instincts. He seems to be a bit of a hero to some. I would say to me, you know, he battles a lot. He battled COVID. He won. He was victorious over COVID. Wow. It's really dangerous. It's really, really fucking dangerous. And so that's kind of a big deal. He battles the press constantly. He battles Google. He battles big tech. He battles Mitt Romney, you know. The man just battles, and he's very articulate. These rallies he's been doing lately are so amazing. They are such a fantastic slice of Americana that on the off chance that he doesn't get reelected, I actually think he will get reelected, but on the off chance he doesn't, I'm going to be sad, because when's the last time the world experienced a guy like Donald Trump doing rallies and just riffing like a comedian, night after night, interacting with the crowd? You know, the crowd's shouting such classic chants like, lock him up, lock her up. What else do they chant? We love you. We love Trump. The other day, he said he felt like a Superman when he took his Regeneron, I think it's called. Is that the name of that? That medicine he took to get over COVID, you know, he said he felt like a Superman, and the whole crowd just randomly, or not randomly, but just immediately just starts shouting Super Trump, Super Trump, Super Trump. I mean, the man is beloved by half the country. I mean, really, really loved. Like, he really inspires that. And, you know, love him or hate him, he is Americana. He is the picture of American success. I think one of the most important, or at least substantial, or at least noteworthy people, Americans that have ever lived. I mean, think about what the dude's done. Yeah, okay, he took a handout from his dad, but he turned that into, you know, a real estate empire, evidently. I mean, people will say that, oh, he went bankrupt and he was terrible and all this shit, but I don't know. He made it to be president, and that's a big fucking deal. He was never a politician, but he's a damn good politician, and that's kind of why I like him, you know? Joe Biden is, in a word, awful. In two words, awful and decrepit. I do think there is an element of Joe Biden playing country dumb up until the debates. I think he did okay in the debates, But I don't know. Either he's a total genius and he looks at like any press as good press, kind of like Trump does. You know what I mean? When it's like, you wonder why the fuck did Joe Biden call Trump George? Or, you know, and then all of a sudden everybody's talking about him again. So maybe he's playing Trump at his own game. Like, what looks like a gaffe is really just all eyes on me type shit. You know, all press is good press or no press is bad. Whatever the saying is. Fool me once, you know. Biden, Joe Biden, I'm sure he would be fine. I'm sure we would all just live, you know. I don't think the left is as crazy as they seemed 3 or 4 months ago. I think that was a show of force. I think they were just going to push that riot scenario, push that chaotic, fear-based scenario, just to give us a taste, you know, the rest of America, a taste of what they're capable of. Make no mistake, as soon as it started affecting their polls, it magically stopped. And who was funding those riots? Big-time Democrat donors? George Soros? Possibly. His last name is a palindrome, the same forwards as backwards. So that might tell you something. Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris she's fine. Whatever, man. She needs to be, is she a senator? Is she a congresswoman? Whatever she is. She needs to stay that. I think she's a terrible, very visible politician. I think, you know, it's kind of cool that she's a woman and a woman of color. And I think it's pretty cool that she's got some sexy photos posing with Montel Williams. I always liked Montel Williams. I thought he was a sensitive man. But as far as like one heartbeat away from the presidency, I don't think so. She's really, really plastic, really, really fake. That fucking laugh of hers, you know, wow. And then you talk about Joe Biden and his fakery. I mean, switching sides on the whole fracking ordeal. And, you know, he fucks up at the rally talking about coal. And then he flashes that big toothy Joker grin. And, wow, what a weirdo, man. I mean, how fucked up do you have to be to have a son as fucked up as Hunter Biden? You know what I mean? That laptop from hell? I don't know. I think it's a reflection on Joe, you know? I think there are emails in there basically talking about Hunter Biden taking money from world leaders, from countries, from businesses, I guess, would be more like it, Burisma, and taking money from them, kicking it back, you know, in order so they could have influence with the vice president, then kicking his dad some. I mean, what a fucking scam, right? What? I mean, I guess that's just politics. Is it illegal? I don't think so. I don't know. It's certainly corrupt. It's certainly, you know, as Rush Limbaugh said today, Joe Biden is a denizen of the swamp, you know, and the swamp must be drained. And if you think Joe Biden's the only one doing that, you got another thing coming. I think Pelosi's in on it. I mean, hell, Trump's kids work at the White House, right? But is that the same thing? Are they giving kickbacks? Are they giving influence to other countries for massive amounts of money and doing nothing at all but sitting on a board? No, I feel like they're active, you know? So it is a little bit different. Donald Trump is doing 3 rallies a day. I think he's going to win. I think he's going to pull ahead. I think America's a great place. I think Joe Biden, he does like America. I don't think Joe Biden hates America. I think a lot of his followers may not hate America, but hate what it is and want to radically kind of change it, you know, to suit their own needs. And there's some, I don't know, there's some fucked up leftist philosophies being taught in school that Donald Trump put a great, he put a kibosh on the whole deal, you know, the critical race theory and the 1619 project. And he taught pride is it public schools? I don't know. I think I heard Dennis Prager is now being taught in schools. And hey, say what you will. I understand that a lot of people disagree with that. But I think in the end, for a country to survive, it's important for the country's denizens, inhabitants to be happy with the place they live, to be proud of the country they actually live in. Don't you think? I mean, don't you kind of feel that the left, I mean, they claim to love the country, but don't you think they kind of don't, or at least they're kind of too cool to say they love it? Like, they're too cynical, you know, where they just kind of just constantly bash it, constantly trash it, you know? Whatever. I'm going to get up sipping my Diet Coke here. So how you guys doing today? This is the Shit Show with Jaybo. It's so nice to talk with you all again. I just had a little bit of a, I guess you could call it, nervous breakdown. I mean, it's not that intense really, but I was doing these podcasts and I just, you know, with Dave, and they were going really well and people were starting to get into them, and I want to develop that again when I'm able. But I just got too nervous, too much anxiety or something. I don't know. You know, I think it had something to do with my mother dying last year, and thank you all for being there for that. It had something to do with this ex coming back into my life and like proceeding to rip my fabric of my fucking emotions apart. You know, I don't know what happened, but it was crazy. And then that was what, I don't know what happened. I needed time away from this thing, and thank you guys for being so patient. I hope you're enjoying this today. I wanted to get back on the horn here on the Shit Show with Jaybo, the wonderful Shit Show with Jaybo, to talk up my boy Trump, because I think it's so important that he gets elected again. And I want to let you guys know that it's normal to think Donald Trump is like an okay human being. It's not normal. I mean, unfortunately, that is the norm, but I think it's abnormal, and I think it's dark and twisted to think of him as some kind of horrible, horrible person. I don't like Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. I don't want them to be president because of the radical part of their party's their policies. But I don't know. I guess I kind of do hate Kamala. Not really. I'm kidding. But you know what I mean. Like, I don't despise them. I just think they would be bad for the country. I think Donald Trump to me stands for freedom of expression, stands for freedom of speech. Stands for, I guess those are the same thing, stands for, you know, the old picking yourself up by the bootstraps, you know, the old kind of being responsible for your own self, you know, and your own actions, and not casting fingers at everybody else, pointing fingers at why you're in a fucked up place. I mean, the good news and the bad news that we're all sitting here is it's, I mean, you know, some of us are victims, probably. For sure, there's an ounce of truth to that. But why go around thinking that you're a victim? You know what I mean? What does that do? I think Trump has a positive message. His general message is like, you know, get a fucking job and prosper. Like that's kind of it, right? I don't think he really cares what fucking color you are, you know? I do think he cares about this country a lot. I mean, I don't think anybody would ever dispute that he really cares about this country. It's not like some show, you know. But if you think about Kamala Harris, you might think something different. Like, you might look at her and be like, well, she's benefited from this country. She probably loves this country, but she talks a real fucking good game, real bad game about, you know, how terrible this country is. And I feel like when your politicians say that so much just to tear down the opposite party, and I'm merely just speaking in the Trump years here, and then they get, you know, global powers to kind of jump in on that train, at some point it just kind of destroys the reputation of the country. And I think this is a great country. I don't think it's like the best country. I've been to countries. Lots of other countries. I've been to some good countries, and I had a totally different perspective. Like, when I went to Sweden, they don't even have an army. And I had to think for a second, what would that be like to just be Sweden and not even have an army and just kind of be at the mercy? Like, it's a totally different perspective, where USA is very powerful, you know? But that's neither here nor there with what I'm talking about. Donald Trump, to me, is a rebel. To me, my God, he's a machine. I don't know. I think he's great. I was converted a few years back. I bought a MAGA hat at the RNC with my brother in Cleveland, and I saw him speak before he was president, and I don't know, you know. I just got transformed into kind of a Trump fan, and I wouldn't even say I'm that conservative, really. But I do like Trump. I like his style. I think he's the best man for now. And I think the Democrats are really corrupt. I think they're corrupt. I think it's like a, you know, a celebrity surrounded by yes men. They just become disgusting and they become soft. You know, they no longer have an argument. It's all about character assassination. The people I listen to, the Ben Shapiro's, the Alex Jones's, the Joe Rogan's even, the Tim Pool's of the world, they seem to have a real good argument that the left has lost their fucking minds and that they're really corrupt and they're in bed with the media and the big tech. And, you know, big tech, it's like, it's supposed to be the village square, you know, where everybody puts their ideas down, and but they aren't. They censor the fuck out of people they don't agree with, and it tends to be conservatives. And I don't agree with that, because at that point they become editorialized. They become an opinion. They become mind control. I mean, look at Google. All you have to do if you're Google to get somebody elected or to swing an election with a couple points, with straight up election rigging, all you have to do is whoever you like, you suppress the negatives, and whoever you don't like, you suppress the positives. And I'm talking search results. And I think it's incredibly unfair. I think Trump battles this shit every fucking day of his life. I do think it forms him and makes him into this character and actually has strengthened him. But we need him 4 more years. We really, really do, because we need to destroy this non-objective media entity. People need to realize that everybody comes to the table. Intellectual diversity, political diversity is needed, you know? Who gives a fuck if your staff is like 3 blacks, 3 whites, 3 Asians, and 3 Native Americans? Who gives a shit? What I'm more concerned with is, what do they all think? Do they all think like a liberal, and is that why they were picked, despite the color of their skin? Well, then that's not diverse. That's homogenized. That's what I dealt with in Seattle, you know? I was in Seattle, and, you know, I still deal with it on Facebook. Most of my friends are friends, quote unquote, ex-friends, whatever. You know, I would have had an easier time coming out as a homosexual, you know? And a much easier time. In fact, not only an easier time, you know, a homosexual other than a Trump fan, because I would have been, you know... I would have been lauded. I would have been praised. I would have gotten blowjobs, you know what I mean, for coming out as a homosexual. As a Trump fan, I've gotten death threats. I've gotten people not talking to me, people talking shit behind my back, just all kinds of crazy shit. And it's actually, it's what Trump fans and conservatives kind of go through all the time. Whatever, man. It's like, woe is me, right? Oh, pity, poor pity me, you know. Obviously, some people go through a lot worse than that, but it does make your skin a little thick. It makes me just kind of laugh about it. It makes me not take things so seriously politically, you know. I have people at work who, like, straight up don't talk to me because I carry a Trump mug around, you know. People call me hardcore right-wing, and I'm like, bro, I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I don't even know what that means, really. I know I'm a Trump fan. Does that make me right fucking wing? I mean, what? Getting Nobel Peace Prizes, our president getting Nobel Peace Prizes for not starting wars in the Middle East is somehow like hardcore right wing. Being friend of the Jews, you know, and defending them at all costs somehow makes our president hard and his followers, quote unquote, hardcore right wing. It's total fucking horse shit, okay? Listen to independent media. Fox News is a piece of shit at this point. Obviously, CNN sucks. But vote Trump. Vote Trump. If you want freedom of speech, if you want a thriving economy, if you want basically prosperity, you know, not a nightmare scenario, Big Brother. I mean, that's what I see coming. If the left gets in, you know, it's all about big government. You know, Joe Biden's talking about locking this motherfucker down again. The only thing he could say was like he wanted partitions. In restaurants, like plastic partitions, you know, and like that's an uplifting thing to say, you know, and I understand that, like, COVID, it's not all about being uplifting, but, you know, you can listen to the scientists, and the medical experts who are probably paid by whatever side of the political, you know, ideal, And they can say, we must lock down to stop the spread. But what about the economists that say the country will die and people, you know, suicide and drugs and this and that? And what if lockdowns aren't even healthy? You know, what if you stay inside your house, you go fucking crazy because you're not talking to anybody, you're listening to the mind control on the computer and the TV, and then your immune system is fucking wrecked. Then you go out, you get it, and then you actually fucking die from it, you know? I think the smartest plan is, personally, is like, look, I think I had COVID. I didn't get tested because I didn't want to be in their stupid-ass system, but I think I had it, and now I think I probably have the antibodies. I got to get tested for that, and I wanted to get it, to be honest. I wanted to get it, and when I thought I had it, I didn't try to get it, but I didn't care. I kept working my job. I left the house every day. Nothing changed. You know, I got laid a few times. It was crazy. Some crazy quarantine pussy. I'll tell you what. It was feverish, boy. Whew. Yeah. Anyway. Open your mind. Vote for Trump. Please, just fucking vote for Trump. I'm going to be, you know, that's what I'm selling. Just vote Trump. I think Biden's terrible. I don't think he knows what he's doing. I think he's just a puppet, you know. He's run before. He's lost. He sniffs little kids, which is really strange. That laptop of his son's, I heard there might be pornography in, like, child porn. I don't know if that's true. I heard there might be. Actually, I heard there was, which makes me think there might be. He's getting kickbacks. It's just, you know, and aside from that, like my grandfather said, you never change a horse in the middle of a race, do you? You never, ever do that. So let's keep this horse. Let's keep this race going. I don't know. I got stocks. You know, I bought stocks. I'm not a rich person, but I got stocks. I was smart enough to do that when they all crashed. And then I could just ride them to glory, you know. And it's been a long, hard road, and I've done okay. I think I'm going to do well. I'm hoping Trump gets elected. It's going to be like winning a Super Bowl for 4 years in a row. I just think he's the best guy for this country. And I think it's okay to like Trump. I don't understand the hatred. I mean, the only way I can understand the hatred is by, like, there's some kind of dark mind control over half the world, you know? The people who watch too much CNN and like, you know, allow the algorithms on YouTube and Google to kind of dictate their brainwaves, you know? Shit, man. Independent media. Fucking go watch a rally, you know, go watch a Trump rally. Shit. They're on it, you know, from here to the election. He's doing like 3 a day. I want everybody listening. Go ahead and go on YouTube right now. And search Trump rally and find any of them. Just listen to him. See what his message is. It's fucking great. You know, to me, there's no darkness. I mean, maybe he said a few dark things in the past, and certainly he's had his share of being divisive, but, I think the mainstream, lamestream media has a massive part in that, you know, and, you know, I feel like in objective media, America is happy and Trump gets easily reelected. Yeah, that's my opinion. Vote Trump. This has been the fucking shit show at Jabo. Get Trump's ass elected as fast as we fucking can. Because, and this is no time to be coy about your politics. If you have a MAGA hat, if you have a MAGA mask, if you have a, you know, a hiding from Biden t-shirt for your little girl, or if you have, you know, yard signs, put it up, man. Be loud. Be proud. Be proud. Or don't, you know. Maybe the secret voter is the one that gets Trump elected, you know, because then the left feels totally emboldened and they feel like Trump has no support. Then they slack off and boom, the secret voter got Trump elected. Ain't that right, Joe Boo? Yeah. On a slightly different note, my birthday is on the 2nd. Second of November, All Souls Day, a.k.a. Day of the Dead, a.k.a. Dia de los Muertos. It's the Mexican Halloween, kind of. It's cooler, I think, than Halloween. It's a day to remember the dead, and I actually take it somewhat seriously. I sometimes will dress up in Sugar Skull makeup and play some music or do something really special and really just light a candle and remember my loved ones, you know, that have passed. And there have been a few now, you know. I'm 44 years old, so there have been a few now. And it's heavy, you know. The only good news is, I don't know how much worse it could get. You know, once you kind of lose your mother, I don't know. I mean, I could lose a child. I don't have a child, though. So, how, I mean, I'm ready for anything, really. But I would be celebrating people that died on November 2nd, my birthday. I will be in Memphis, Tennessee on my birthday. I'm leaving for Memphis. Or actually, I'm leaving for Clarksdale, Mississippi on Saturday. I'm driving down there. It's going to be about 12 hours. But I've been listening to a lot of Robert Johnson lately. He's fucking phenomenal. Real spooky dude. Died at 27. He's a real ladies man. Great guitar player. You may have heard of him. I guarantee you've heard his music. You know, you may not think you know Robert Johnson, but I will tell you that, go ahead and listen to the 29 songs that he recorded throughout his career. And at least one of them, you'll be like, I know that song. You know, so I'm driving down there to the crossroads. I'm going to go see his grave, and then I'm going to go to Memphis. I'm going to hang out there. I'm going to eat some awesome food. I'm going to go in this fucking great restaurant called the Arcade, where the movie Mystery Train was filmed. If you guys haven't seen Jim Jarmusch's Mystery Train, it's a really cool flick. Jim Jarmusch is a great, great director, and that's just a charming movie, and it takes place in Memphis. It's this Asian couple, and one is an Elvis. I think the woman is an Elvis Presley fan. And the gentleman is a Carl Perkins fan. Carl Perkins was like a great country rock guitarist from like, I think, the late 50s. George Harrison was very influenced by Carl Perkins. But he was, you know, right there with Elvis, you know, apparently. So that's what I'm doing. I'll be in Graceland on my birthday and having a hell of a time. And then I'll be driving back on the 3rd and the 3rd of November. I've been telling all my friends that are voting for Biden to not forget to vote November 5th. It's kind of funny. But anyway, on the 3rd, I've already voted, by the way, 2 weeks ago. Straight Republican, because I didn't feel like thinking past Trump. I know it's fucking dumb. I know they say, you know, act local or whatever, think globally, but whatever. I voted Trump and I had to vote other people. So I guess I'm old. You know, they say if you're old and you don't vote Republican, you don't have a brain. And if you're young and you don't vote Democrat, you don't have a heart. Which leaves me wonder about the Alex P. Keatons of the world or the Farron Boggses of the world that were Republican from the, you know, from the time they could put together a politically informed sentence. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'll be driving back on the day of the election, and I can only hope that our boy, Big Daddy High T, Donald Trump, becomes the 45th president of the United States in his second term. Anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed this whirlwind of thought and speech, and shoot, that song at the beginning of this was just totally made up on the spot, whatever. Fuck it. I saw Jack White make up a song once in front of a whole audience, you know, and that was bigger than probably who will listen to this, but vote Donald Trump. He's not that bad. In fact, he's great. I'll talk to you guys soon. This is the Shit Show with J-Bo, and we'll talk to you, well, I said soon. I already said that, but possibly before Election Day. If Dave can get his thoughts straight, he wants to do one, but definitely after, okay? We'll talk then. Take care. Bye. You can go, I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you
stay at the bar.